something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to enjoy the moment. Learn to enjoy your life. And when you start enjoying your life, you'll be helping other people enjoy their life. There are too many people who are suffering for nothing. Just unhappy for nothing. They're aging for nothing. And they don't know, they look at their lives and they can't find anything to be happy about. There's nothing to be happy about. And when they come around others who are happy, they say, why is everybody happy here? They don't even use the word happy. Say, why is everybody like this? And then you say, oh, well, it's a good day. Is that why? And they just hiss and go. Because they are very serious. You know, life is serious for them. They are here for business. I'm here to work. Work, 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 work. And the more they work, the less they are recognized for what they do. And then they become more and more frustrated. Look at Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, and the Master enjoying her presence. Yeah. And Martha's working. And Jesus looks over and says, Martha, Martha, why are you suffering like this? That's the paraphrase of what you know. So you are worried about so many things. And did he go ahead to solve her problem? No. He was aware. He said, you are troubled and upset about many things. He didn't say, let me try to solve them. No. He said, Mary has gotten the solution. Consult her. That was it. Because he recommends, you know, says Mary has gotten the answer. And he didn't say anything more to Martha. You think if God knows my problem, he should solve it. He's not like that. He doesn't solve your problem because he knows it. No. So you can suffer and suffer and suffer. And you say, but I'm in ministry. Why am I suffering like this? I'm in ministry. I'm working in ministry. Is this how ministry is? Then sometimes there are people who think, some people are enjoying and some people are suffering. It's not fair. The inequality in the society is also in the church. Who is the cause of the inequality in the society? It's a devil. Okay, who is the cause of the inequality in the church? Is it the same devil? The cause of inequality in the society is human response. It's human response, good or bad. Human response. Whether some people are wicked, it's their response. See, frustrated people make others frustrated. Look at that guy who killed people in Norway. He was frustrated. He said he was fed up. He didn't want Muslims to take over Europe. That's what he said. And he'd rather die and kill others. He's going to get the attention of the government, and the government must be blamed for what he's going to do. So he goes on rampage, kills so many people, and says the government is responsible for trying to allow the Muslims to take over Europe. That's the reason he killed 76 people. Horrible. And he's not repentant. That's a frustrated man. Same thing with the terrorists. All the other terrorists, they're all frustrated. Trying to get attention. Frustrated people are murderers. So you can be very dangerous if you're frustrated. You can be very dangerous. There's no telling how far you would go if your frustration is allowed to continue. Maybe that's why God is asking me to talk to you. Frustrated people are dangerous. They are a time bomb. Dangerous. One frustrated fellow can ruin a lot of good. But you have a choice. That choice is either to drop, lay your frustration aside and move on, or keep your frustration and remain frustrated. Can you see it? It's a choice. And when you are not happy, you can't fulfill the call of God in your life. That's the dangerous part of it. You can't fulfill the call of God. You won't be the person that you're supposed to be. You'll be living a different life from the life you're supposed to be living. And you'll be blaming someone else for it continually. How long will you blame someone else for your failures? How long? We vent our frustrations on others all the time. We want them to be unhappy because we are unhappy. We find no reason why they should be happy when we are unhappy. And the chain reaction is that we have a frustrated society. Praise God. You can change that, right? Would you want to change that? Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. One thing is needful, right? Let's see what that one thing is. Psalm 27. Read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence, to live in his presence. That's what he's saying. To live in his presence, to function in his presence, to recognize his presence. That's what Mary did. Mary recognized that presence. And was attracted to that presence. And was attracted to his teaching. To his word. And prized it above other things. And the Lord said, it's just one thing you need. And this is it. Why? Because you see, that one thing will equip you for everything else in life. Praise God. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 25. Are you there? Okay. He says, therefore I tell you, and Jesus is talking here, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious and worried about your life. About your life. Stop being uneasy about your life. St- Stop being worried about your life. Oh, if you could stop worrying about your life. If you could stop worrying about your life. This is what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or about your body. What you shall put on, is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds here. Jesus saying this. This is wonderful. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, one cubit to his stature, or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat, or what are we going to have to drink, or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He knows you need them.
The power of God, like a flash.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Through every nation.
Thank you, Lord. It's for every nation.
Every city.
You are here.
And in that moment,
wherever you are right now,
anyone,
receive your
healing. Can be healed.
While you were ministering, all four of them came back to life.
Keep God praying.
It's another beautiful edition of the Healing Streams Life Healing Services with the man of God, Pastor Chris. A global outpouring of God's healing power for the miraculous to heal the sick and transform lives in every nation. The Bible declares in Jeremiah 30 verse 17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." Through the Healing Streams Life Healing Services, countless lives from every nation are witnessing the fulfillment of this promise. The blind sees. The lame walks. Cancers disappear. Long-standing conditions are healed instantly, all by the power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus sent me to take healing to the nations. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I say to you, I bring you healing. I was sent to bring it to you. And I bring it to you. Doesn't matter where you are, you can be healed. Doesn't matter what the pain is, what the infirmity is. What matters is Jesus loves you and he wants you well.
Just as in the days of Jesus, Hebrews 13 verse 8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His healing power is still at work today, and it's available to heal you right where you are. Broadcasting live on major terrestrial radio stations and networks worldwide. Date, Friday 18th to Sunday, July 20th, 2025. Time, 2 p.m., GMT plus 1, daily. Join life at www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. Download the mobile app from the Love World App Store, Google Play Store, or Apple App Store. You can also sponsor the broadcast on radio stations and networks around the world. For sponsorship or participation, please email info@loveworldradionetworks.org or call plus 234-803-186-5601. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777-002-372 or +256 744-842-849 or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Don't be worried. Worrying is affecting you. It's changing your life now. Why are you so worried? He says, do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. I like that. That's the 34th verse. Don't be worried or anxious about tomorrow. I told you yesterday, two things that destroy today's happiness. They are yesterday's regret and the fear of tomorrow, the dread of tomorrow, the worries of tomorrow. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're already worried. The fear of the future. Fear of the future doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to the country. It doesn't have to go that far. It can be as little as you're going to the office and you're dreading what's going to happen at the office today. You can be dreading a meeting that has just been called. All managers have been called for a meeting. Hey, what is happening again? See, you haven't even gotten there yet. You haven't heard why. Why some are very happy because they're thinking they're going to get something out of this. Did they say we're having a meeting? Did they say? I heard they said, we have a meeting. All managers. Okay. See, you're dreading the meeting already. It's robbing you of present happiness. Decide to be happy today. Don't allow the frustration. Even in our attempt to be happy, we can become frustrated. You know that. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. I'm going to be happy today. Nobody's going to. You're frustrated. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. Nobody. Pastor said to be happy. I'm going to be happy. You're not happy. You're already manifesting frustration in attempts to be happy. Okay, look at verse 33. It says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? His way of doing and being right. I love that expression. God's ways of doing things. God's ways of being right. I told you one time, you know, when I have issues with people, I don't try to find out who's right and who's wrong. I like to know what is God's righteousness in it. What does God want? Not whether A or B is right. And then all these things, ooh, I like it. He says, all these things taken together in one package. See, when God blesses you, he doesn't go, one, and I'll give you A, and I won't give you B. Okay, I'll give you C, and I'll leave out D. He says, all these things taken together will be given you besides. That means an addition. All these things taken together in one package. When God blesses you, you are blessed, brother. You're blessed, sister. He blesses you in one full package. Everything is in it. Say this. Say, I'm very smart.
I'm very smart.
I'm very intelligent.
I'm very intelligent.
That's important. That's important. I'm very smart. I'm very intelligent. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Just another thought. Can I make my life simpler? Because your life can be very, very complex, you know? You can have a very complicated life, you know? Can you make your life simpler? You can make your life less complicated. Less complicated. Make yourself happier. How can you do it? They say that man is very easygoing. I'm not talking about the man that said he's very easygoing. I'm talking about simplicity in Christ. Okay? There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to rush through some things now. Okay. Think about this. What about when you go through some ill treatments? Have you been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly? You can be treated badly at home, in a neighborhood. Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. James chapter 5, I will read to you from verse 13. Have you noticed what it says? Glory to God. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. I like that. He didn't say, he should talk back. He should get bitter. He should complain. He said, he should pray. God is aware that you could be ill-treated. So he says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? That means being treated wrongly. He says, he should pray. He says, pray. That's how you respond. He says, pray. You want to live God's word, right? God said, if you're mistreated, ill-treated, badly treated, he says, pray. Yeah, that's what he says, pray. Then, go to Psalm 37. And look at verse 4. Are you there? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's very beautiful here. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. There are secret petitions. Those things that your heart craves for. And you're talking to God and you can't talk to nobody about them. God hears. He says, he'll grant you your desires and the secret petitions of your heart. What did he tell you to do? What's your own part? Delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get happy about, listen, I tell you something, get happy about what you do. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your assignments. Get happy about when you're going to work. The trip to work. Get happy about it. Somebody says, I don't look forward to going to work. You are really suffering. You might think that your problem is the experiences, the bad experiences you have at work. No, you are the cause of the bad experiences. You say, oh, could I be the cause of the bad experiences? I've tried my best. It's the way they react to me. It's what they've done to me. No, have you ever thought of the fact that it is possible to attract the worst part of other people? Have you ever thought about it? You know, you can evoke the worst of someone's character towards you. Those same people who are bad to you can be so nice to others. Do you think because they love those people more than you? No. There's something about you that's attracting this whip that's coming to you all the time. Change your attitude. You'd be amazed at what happens. Just change your attitude. I know you say, can I just change like that? You mean I've been looking so sad and so unhappy. Then tomorrow morning I just come to work. I just be happy. I can't do that. Okay, don't do it. If you can change that quickly, results will come that quickly. But if you say, I'm going to do it gradually, it won't work. It won't work. Why? Because we don't like it when people seem to be playing sneaky on us. Imagine all the time when you see me, you go, morning, sir. Every day, morning, sir. You don't even look at me. Morning, sir. Then on this day, you just go, good morning, sir. I think something wrong with you. How do you start that? Start by showing you found something, you've changed. So I'm so sorry for the way I've been treating you. I've learned something, and I chose to change. See, what have you done? You've brought a closure to your past. You see, if you don't bring a closure to it, you look like there's something wrong with you. So you can't just metamorphose into that. So because you can't just metamorphose into it, you would want to do it sneakily, you know, stealthily. That's not going to work. It won't work.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church, Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday, 6 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777-002-372 or +256 744-842-849 or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.